Mishnah Yomis for Sunday, the 27th day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Sukkah, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Yud. K'maseyo b'chol, kach maseyo b'Shabbos. The way they did the pouring of the water during the week is the way they did it on Shabbos as well. Elo shehoya memale me'erev Shabbos, chovis shel zov sheinu mekudeshes. Except that when it fell on the day of Shabbos, they would prepare the water earlier, already on Erev Shabbos, because you're not allowed to draw water and bring it from a Shus HaRabim into the Mikdash. So they would fill on Friday a barrel of gold, which was not Mekadeshes, which was not made holy. It's not one of the Klishores, and that was important because if it were a klisharis, then any water in it would become unfit or invalidated by being left overnight. Anything that's left in the klisharis overnight becomes possible. Covered or no covered, it makes no difference. If it's been left in a vessel, it becomes possible by being overnight. So they would fill Erev Shabbos a barrel that was not mukadashis, min ha-shiloach, from the Shiloah spring, umanicha balishka, and he would put that barrel in the lishka, in the chamber, in a special lishka, and the next day the kohen would fill from there, from that barrel, for the purpose of nisach hamayim on the Shabbos. Nishpecha o niskalsa. What happens if that barrel was left open, it was exposed, or it fell out, or it spilled out? O yamamala min akiyar, then he would fill water from the kiyar, from the big laver, the wash basin, where the kohenim used to wash hands and feet. Now, why wasn't the water there possible of being overnight? And that's because in the water in the kiyor, the water in the big wash basin, was connected to the water in a boyer, in the pit there, and it was not possible belina. There was this wooden wheel that was made by a fellow called Ben Katin, and that wheel, turning around, would allow the water in the kiyor to be connected to the water in the boyer, and therefore would not become unfit by being left overnight. Shehayayin ha-vehamayim ha-megulin psulim gabei mizbeach. Says the Mishnah, why did they have to resort to the kiyor, to the laver? Why couldn't they use any water if it was left open, if the barrel was left open? Because any water or wine that was left uncovered is unfit for the mizbeach. Can't use it. Why? Because it's unfit for human consumption. That's the halacha. The halacha is wine or water that's been left uncovered is also because maybe a snake has drunk from it and injected some of the poison in it. So therefore, since for human consumption it's not edible, therefore it's also detestable for the mizbeach. Something you wouldn't offer to your friend, you should not offer on the mizbeach. Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. Hecholil Chamisha Vishisha. The flute would sometimes play 5 days a week and sometimes 6 days a week. What flute are we talking about? Says the Mishnah, Zehu HaCholil Shel Beis HaSheva. This was the flute of the water drawing ceremony. It was Amsei Beis HaSheuva, the place where the waters were being gathered, were being drawn. They used to make a tremendous simcha, a tremendous joy in the Beis HaMikdash, and they used to play the flutes and other musical instruments in honor of the drawing of the water and the pouring of it. However, why does Mishnah only mention the flute? The Rambam learns because its voice or its sound was higher than all the other sounds of the Beis HaMikdash, and for that reason, above all the other musical notes, and for that reason, they're all called, when it says chol, it could refer to all the musical instruments. Now, if the first day Yom Tov fell on a Shabbos, then you've got 6 days in which you can play the flute, and where they played the flute and other musical instruments. Why? Because all the rest of the 6 days are days of the week. They're not Shabbos or Yom Tov. But if the first day Yom Tov was on any other day other than Shabbos, then one of the days of Chol HaMoed will be Shabbos, and there would be 2 days where you could not blow, where they could not play the flute or the other musical instruments. There'd only be why, namely the Yom Tov, the first day, and also the Shabbos of Chol HaMoed. And then you'd only have 5 days left to play. And that's what the Mishnah means. Sometimes 6 days, sometimes 5 days. She'enoi doicha loisa Shabbos loisa yamtiv, because the musical instruments would not be doicha, would not override the Shabbos and the yamtiv. Now that's even though the cholil, the flute, was only osir because a gezerah, maybe he'll come to fix up a musical instrument. And normally we say we don't worry about the gezeros. We say ein shfus b'mikdash. We don't worry about isur rabbanon when it comes to the base of mikdash. Nevertheless, when it comes to the flute of the base of shev, it's different because it's not for the sake of avoida. It's because there is simcha yisera. It's because of the extra joy that was there. And since that's the case, since it's only there for extra joy, therefore we say, look, the Chachamim said, yes, we don't want you to blow it, or don't want you to use these instruments on the Shabbos or the Yom Tov. Finally, this says the Mishnah, Omru, the Chachamim said, Kol mi shalei ro'az simchas beis ha-sheva le'i ro'az simcha mi'amav. Anyone who did not see the joy that was accompanying the beis ha-sheva, the water drunk ceremony, never saw joy in his life. The Gemara explains that it was called Simchas Beis HaSheva in allusion to the Pasuk, or because of the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Yud Beis, where it says, "Ushavtem Mayim Besosan," you shall draw water in joy. And that's where we learn about this great Simcha that took place there. Shechina will only dwell when there is Simcha, says Yerushalmi. As it says by the story of Elisha HaNavi, that when he started to play the music, play the instrument, then the Spirit of God came upon him. So that's another reason why there was a simcha. First reason mentioned is the Gemara Bavli says, in allusion to the Pasuk, you shall withdraw the water in joy. And the second, the Yerushalmi says, because they used to draw the Ruach HaKodesh from there, and the Shechina, or Ruach HaKodesh, needs to have simcha before it can descend upon a person.